Is the middle class finally ready to tax someone else? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, Oregon voters voted 54% in favor of raising the state income tax on households making more than $250,000 a year, as well as on businesses. The margin was bigger than the Scott Brown election in Massachusetts, but it didn't fit the narrative of middle-class anger at government and got almost no national coverage. And yet, it's a big story because raising taxes on households making more than $250,000 is exactly what President Obama intends to do. And the Oregon vote would seem to indicate that such an idea may actually be popular if it's sold the right way. Reporter Jeff Mapes of the Oregonian says the Yes campaign was very clever.
Their most devastating ad showed a group of people. One woman said, you know, the minimum corporate tax in this state is $10 a year. That's less than I pay in my credit card fees.
And it struck a chord.
The Yes side tapped some of the same things Scott Brown was tapping in Massachusetts, which is basically that the average guy is getting, can I use the S word?
Sure.
Screwed.
Unions spent millions to send that message, and this time a majority of voters bought it. Even though it smacks of class warfare, even though it is income redistribution, pure and simple, even though there's a whiff of socialism about it. That's what happens when a normally conservative middle class thinks it's getting, you know, the S word. It looks to tax someone else for a change. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.